Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Okay, I had to re-record this message. You may have gotten a blank, but I am re-recording it. Thank you and God bless. This is live. Amen, amen. My topic, implicit trust, coming from Jeremiah chapter 39, verse 8. And it says, I will surely deliver you, and you shall not fall by the sword, but your life shall be as a prize to you, because you have put your trust in me, says the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 39, verse 18. Now, before I go into this word, I want to say that Sister Denise Giss has been moved from the hospital. She's in the nursing home. Amen. And Sister Shirley Willis is at home recovering. Her brother is recovering from heart surgery. And Sister Ayana in California, they're all recovering. Amen. Amen. Now, back to the word. Implicit trust. Behold the protecting power of trust in God. The great men of Jerusalem fell by the sword, but poor Ebed and Melech was secure, for his confidence was in Jehovah. Where else should a man trust but in his maker? No one ever did trust in the Lord in vain, and no one ever shall. I will surely deliver you. Mark the divine surely. Under his sacred wing, there is safety, even when every danger is aboard. Can we accept this promise assured? Then in our present emergency, we shall find that it stands fast. We hope to be delivered because we have friends, or because we are prudent, or because we can see hopeful signs. But none of these things are one half so good as God's simple, because you have put your trust in me. Try this way, and you will keep to it all your life. It is as sweet as it is sure. God's implicit trust is a sure thing. I'm telling you this until you experience it. And God bless those that surely trust God with all their might, even with their life. Amen. Amen. I am Sister Faye. God bless you. That is my word for today. Keep loving one another. Share the word with someone. God bless you. God bless you. Until Friday, I'll have another word. God bless you. I love you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.